Way down in Green Harbor, fair damsel did dwell. She was courted by Henry, who loved her so well. And when her old Fairon came this far to know, they parted, pretty Polly and her royalty low. Pretty Polly'd been sleeping and lying in bed. A tragic notion came into her head. Saying, father and her mother can make me fall too. I'll dress like a soldier and follow my love. She went to the stable, she viewed it all round. At last she found one that could travel around. With her yellow hair locks and her sword by her side, pretty Polly, little Polly, like a trooper did ride. She rode and she rode till she came to the hall, and there she plucked up at the leap of them all. And the first one that entered was the brave English lord, and the next one that entered was Polly's true love. Here's a letter from Polly, your dear. I pray you may take it and read it with care. And underneath of the ceiling, there's a guinea to be found. That you and your soldiers may drink to health bound. He took it, he read it full slow. The tears from his eyes like fountains did flow. Then when he got done reading, put his hand to his side. Think if ever I see Polly, I'll make her my bride. Pretty Polly's been sleepy, she hung down her head. She called for a candle to light her to bed. A bed, says a captain, a bed at your ease. Come lie with me, kind sir, if you please. Lying with a soldier is a very dangerous thing. Although I'm a soldier, I'll fight for my king. A soldier on sea, or a soldier on shore. Pretty Polly, little Polly, is the girl I adore. Very early next morning, pretty Polly arose. She dressed herself up in the suit of her own clothes. Come tripping downstairs, how gallant I prove. Pretty Polly, little Polly, and a royal true love. Now Polly is married, she lives at her ease. She goes when she wants to and comes when she please. She left her old parents in grief and to mourn. Come well, some kind strangers, I'm a long way from home. How's that?